Welcome to Farrington's Features, the school podcast where we talk to pupils, staff, and to parents to find out more about Farrington School. In this episode, we're getting into boarding life. Derry Snowden is with us and he's joined by two boarders, Lucia and Tomas. This means we're going to find out what a typical weekend looks like as a boarder, what flexi-boarding is all about and how that works, along with how the students encounter things like homesickness, something that we all might face at some points in our lives. So for all of that, and for more, come with me as Paul takes us straight into asking some questions as we speak right now to Derry Snowden, Tomas and Lucia.
I might just ask each of you the same question, which is, what has the first half of this term been like for you guys? Who's going to kick us off? Let's hear from the boss first, Derry.
So the first term has been absolutely fantastic. This is my first year at Farrington's. So it's been a big learning curve for me, but it's been busy. It's been tiring. It's been a lot of fun. It's been very entertaining. I've enjoyed implementing some changes, putting my own twist on things. But overall, it's been a really, really fantastic term. The boys have been fantastic. It's been a really positive start to the year.
Okay, that sounds all very good. We might come on to those little twists and changes that you mentioned in a minute. So Tomas, what's it been like for you?
Yeah, so for me, it was excellent, but at the same time, like hard, because it's new country. Everything is new. I don't know anyone. But Mr. Snowden and all the boys helped me a lot, and it's perfect. I think I settled down quickly, and I feel like I'm home. So yeah, that's perfect.
And which part of Czechoslovakia are you from?
I'm from Moravia, so that's like the western part of Czech, from Brno, which is like the second biggest city. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what's that like as a place?
Of course, it's smaller than London, but that's like the only difference I see. It's typical European city, nothing special, but yeah.
Okay. And this is your first time boarding?
Yeah, this is my first time boarding.
Wow, fantastic. Okay, so we'll come back and find out a little bit more about what it's been like for you. Okay, and on to Lucia.
I feel the school very welcoming with me, especially the boarding house community, which make me feel like as it was a family, especially with like the girls and all the stuff. Yeah, I enjoyed so much the first half term here.
Can you tell me, each of you, what has been your most significant moment in that first half of term? What sort of may be an event or a friend that you've met or somewhere you've been that stands out for you in that first half?
I think for me, probably the most standout event was the open day where the boys all opened their rooms. Obviously, they were tidied, but we kind of, as a house, kind of opened up to everyone, and it felt a little bit odd to all of us to have people kind of wandering around, but it also felt really homely. The boys were really welcoming to people visiting. A few of us were sat in the common room watching a bit of TV. It was a very relaxed day, but I think the reaction from the visiting parents was really positive, and they seemed to really like seeing us kind of relaxing in a social environment in the school, which for me was probably one of the standout moments of us feeling like a house, like a family together.
That's great. How many are in your house?
So at the moment, we've got about 14, 15 boys boarding full time. We have a few flexi boarders. So some stay for us for a few days during the week. Some will stay Monday to Friday. We have a number of boys that like to stay with us for 1 or 2 days a week here and there. So we kind of, our numbers vary, but we're kind of heading up towards 20 to 21 when we've got everyone in. But obviously more capacity for more, which we're really keen to have.
Yeah. So flexi boarding's been successful?
Yeah, it's been really appealing, actually, for a number of different reasons for different families. Some it's a kind of a one-off where parents might be traveling and it's easier for children to stay at the school rather than with you know, family or friends nearby. It could be that parents have work commitments on a regular basis, and so on particular evenings the boys like to stay in the house rather than going elsewhere. For some, it's a matter of travel time. It just cuts down that travel time during the week so that they only do it on a Monday morning and a Friday evening. So a really wide range, but everybody seems to enjoy it, and we like to keep them busy when they're in the house on whatever evening they are.
Very good. Wow. Okay, so Thomas, what's your standout moment for the first half of term, apart from surviving, no doubt, in your brand new home?
Yeah, so I really like the moments when we are all together with boys. So, for example, I really enjoy when we watch football together, because most of us really like football. So we just watch Champions League and on Wednesday, on Tuesday. Those moments I really like. And then also we had very good barbecue on weekend. I don't know which weekend, but it was just fun. And we chat a lot, yeah. And we made some food, which was nice.
Very good. And which football team do you support?
I support Sparta Prague from Czech Republic, but...
Right. And in the UK?
In Premier League, West Ham, probably, yeah.
West Ham, bold choice. Yes, has that made you friends or enemies in your boarding house, supporting West Ham?
Most of the boys support Chelsea, so...
Good man, you stick to your guns. Very good. Okay, and Lucia?
I also like when we are like all together, all the girls in a boarding house. I really enjoy like when we go all out together, like to Bromley, for example, in the weekends, or also like I really enjoyed the last night in the boarding house, because we were all together chatting and having a good time remembering all like the special moments of the half term.
Wow, that sounds great. So can you describe for me what a typical weekend would be for a boarder at Farrington's for you? What happens on Saturdays? Do you have Saturday school and then followed by games and stuff, or is it straight into activities?
Well, on Saturdays we normally have like activities. We went to a laser tag, we went to London. We do activities like that.
And on Sundays, do you have things to do then as well? It sounds good.
Yeah, we sometimes, it sometimes depends, but the day we do activities is normally more like Saturdays, but we sometimes change it to the Sundays. And normally the Sundays we just like chill, or if you have to do some shopping, we can go like to Bromley or to Sidcup and do some shopping.
Very good. Because sometimes parents say, I want my children busy all the time. And then you ask them, what do they normally do at home on a Sunday? And they say, well, normally at home on a Sunday, they do nothing. So actually, sometimes just chilling is quite a good thing.
Yeah.
So good. So Thomas, back to you. What's a typical weekend for you, apart from supporting West Ham and defeating Chelsea?
It's basically the same as Lucia's. It's like we chill a lot, especially on Sunday. On Saturday, we usually have activities, like we will go play bowling this weekend, which is nice. And yeah, a lot of free time. And also, you have time for studying, which is nice, because usually during the week, you're tired from school. So sometimes it's better to do the job on weekends rather than on...
So you can catch up on your work then, and there are people around to help you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's really good. Do you have lots of coursework in your subjects?
Depends. For example, in maths, we have quite a lot of work. So we have homeworks like in every lesson, but it's understandable. Yeah.
But weekends are good for catching up with stuff and sometimes doing nothing. Okay. I'm keen to hear from your housemaster what innovations he's brought in, this new twist and interesting developments. Because coming afresh into a school is always a good opportunity to stamp your particular mark.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think one of the biggest changes that I've probably implemented is looking at the social space, the common area, the kitchen area, but mainly using the pupils' feedback to inform the changes that we make. So one of the things is, obviously, as Thomas mentioned, the boys enjoy watching the football. So I went and bought them a much larger TV to watch the football on. And actually it has come in handy because any other sporting events, movie nights, things like that, it's kind of made those more accessible. And obviously we can get more people in to watch the TV on a bigger screen. Quite a lot of the boys are very healthy and like their smoothies and shakes and things like that. So one of the things that they were interested in was a blender. So we've updated the kitchen with blenders, but most of it's kind of fed back from the students. And then those are the changes that I'm keen to implement. I think there's the possibility of a PlayStation 5 on the horizon.
That's the bribe, is it?
Yeah. Christmas is coming
up. Yes, indeed it is. And does your house get involved in sort of house activities like house music and house shows and reviews and things with this Christmas festivity coming up?
Yeah, so the school structure is such that the houses are divided amongst all the pupils. So in the boys' boarding house, I've got pupils from all of the houses, and so those are kind of run slightly more independently of the boarding houses, but there's definitely an element of encouraging the boys to participate in as much as possible, just like the activities during the week and at the weekends. I'm very keen for the boys to be participating and engaging in those activities, and like Thomas said, it is a lot of fun when they do all come together and enjoy those events, like the bowling this weekend. I'm hoping on performing as well as possible, but you know, that element of competition is great, and with all of the boys being there, it's a lot more fun for everyone. And likewise with the house competitions, I'm keen for all the boys to be participating and representing their houses.
Well, that's really good. Don't make the mistake of going paintballing. I did it once with a boarding house, and it was the most painful experience I've ever had. Thomas, back to you. So your weekends sound pretty busy. What's the week schedule like? Do you come back to the house during the day, break times? Can you make yourself a snack, or are you over in the main school for most of that?
We should not come back to houses, like to our boarding house, but we usually do because we have snacks there, and after lunch we have a lot of free time, so we can just chill in our room for 20 minutes just to have snack or something. So yeah, I personally do it, but I don't know if it's
right. Sorry, Thomas is allowed to because he's in sick form.
Ah, privileged Thomas, you're a lucky chap. Are you a pot noodle man, Thomas, or are you just a sort of grab it out of a pack and eat whatever's there?
Yeah.
Can you make food?
I can make food, but I like to eat food a lot. So, yeah, I eat as much as I can, to be honest.
Okay, grow glad. Yeah, so what about Lucia? What's her routine for the week?
I don't normally go back to the boarding house during the daytime. I only went back like a couple of times when I forgot something.
Okay. Oh, and when you tell your friends back home what life is like, what do they think about where you are at Farrington's? Do you talk to them about it?
Yeah, I really recommend them to have like this experience. I was talking like during this half term with my cousin, and I think she's coming next year to boarding house, like to the boarding house in Farrington's. And yeah, I really recommend this like to my friends.
Oh, that's really nice. And when you go back in the holidays, do they all quiz you about what life is like in this English public school?
Yeah, they ask me a lot of questions, but like this is my second time in a boarding school, so it was more like impressive for them last year, because I'm like the only one of my friends who is far away from home, and like having these cultural shocks is like, yeah.
Your English is remarkably good. I don't mean to sound patronizing, but has that been one of the things that you've really noticed improving while you've been at school?
I really notice improving English, because like when I am home, I never speak English. I always speak Spanish, because I don't have like the chance to speak with anyone in English. And here I speak like a lot with all the people. And yeah, I think I made an improve.
Very good. And what other nationalities are there in your house?
There are a lot of nationalities. German, Polish, Spanish as me, Ukraine, China, Australian.
Wow, it sounds very cosmopolitan. That sounds really good. And Thomas, what about you? Do your friends quiz you about what life is like?
Yeah, they do. Like, I think it's normal because they have no idea. It's different world and different system and everything. So, yeah, they ask me a lot. Yeah.
I'd just like to ask both of you as well, what made you take quite a big step to come from your home country to the UK, particularly to board?
For me, it was the school system, because here I can concentrate only on three subjects and then doing the A-levels, which is great. Yeah, I can learn what I like and what makes sense to me, which I'm not able in Czech. Which, yeah, that was the thing that made me go here.
So the academic side, and will you look to go to university in the UK, or will you go back to the Czech Republic?
It really depends. But
big decision.
Yeah. I would like to continue here, but at the same time, Czech is my home. So, yeah. It's like 50-50. I see a lot of benefits from both decisions.
That's a nice phrase. Big benefits and bold decisions, yeah. And what subjects are you doing? You mentioned maths.
Yeah. I'm doing maths, economics, and psychology. Plus, I have mandatory IELTS. So, like, I'm preparing for IELTS testing.
Okay.
Yeah. So if I would make them, I could go on the university here.
Right. And a degree in possibly what? Economics, business?
Economics. If I had to say now, then economics, yeah.
It covers many things. Okay. And Lucia, what about you? What subjects are you doing?
I am doing psychology, art, textiles, and photography here.
Okay. And what made you take this big step to come to the UK?
Well, I am a short stay boarder, so I only stay for a term here. I would like to stay more, but my parents don't really like me to stay that much time away from home. But I think, like, it's very good from improving my English, from making new friends, for like living like the life from another point of view. Also, like, trying to live away from home, because maybe like in 1 year and a half I go to university away from home, and like, it's good to have the opportunity now to try how it is.
Yeah. How do you think you've changed as a result of boarding?
One thing that I think my family really realized when I went home was that I am much more tidy.
Your parents would be delighted to hear.
I am very, very messy with my room. And here... I'm here, I am forced to do it by myself, because no one is going to go and clean my room. So yeah, and I think I am also like more independent.
Now, Thomas, what about you?
Yeah, I think the independence is like big thing. You like, the boarding really teaches you how to do things on your own, or like how to take care of yourself, because like you just come to another country where you don't know anyone, so it's, yeah, you just have so much time to think about things. So, yeah, that's, yeah, the independence is like the main thing for me, I think.
Okay. And how do both of you cope with homesickness? Because that often for parents is a big thing, that they think that it's going to be really difficult and, you know, overwhelming. I'd just be interested in... Well, your two views, and also one from the boss, to see what measures they have in place, because I'm sure they've got.
So I find actually keeping the students busy is a really good way of mitigating any homesickness, because I think, you know, we when we get older, we realise actually if we're distracted by positive things, we kind of forget about the, you know, if it's out of sight, it's out of mind scenario. So we try and keep the boys as busy as possible, whether it's, you know, tea and cake on a Tuesday and Thursday, whether it's a movie night, whether it's playing a game outside or something like that, trying to keep them as kind of distracted and busy as possible, but also making sure that if they do feel homesick, that they know that they've got someone to go and talk to, whether it's another student, another boarder, or a member of staff. I think with those two scenarios in place, they tend to, be, like Thomas said, be more independent and manage themselves very, very effectively.
That sounds good. And so, Thomas, What, have you any coping mechanisms for homesickness? Because it happens to everyone.
Yeah, of course I miss my family, but also my friends a lot. Yeah, and as Mr. Snowden said, like doing things really helps it. So the more free time you have, the worse it is for me.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, yeah. When I'm laying in my bed and thinking about it, it will not get better. So yeah, just doing things makes it better. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Now what about Lucia?
Well, I think while I am in a born house, I don't really get like a homesickness. It's more like sometimes when I am like at school, more in like the first month when like all people were like chatting and sometimes I didn't really understand what's happening, or like, or sometimes like when I have free periods and my like the people I normally talk to, they are not there. So I don't know the other people and I am afraid of talking to them because it's not like my first language. But when I am homesickness, I like just call someone of like my family or something. I like try to talk with them and yeah.
It sounds like a good technique. What one thing struck you most when you first started at the school? Because very often your housemaster was saying that coming in from the outside, you see things differently. I just wondered, coming from outside the country as well, what one striking thing was it about the school, or maybe even just the area that you were in, you think, wow, I hadn't expected that, or that was a bit weird. Is there anything in particular that springs to mind in the sort of vague, weird British culture that you've been thrown into?
For me, not really. I was like expecting more or less how it is, because as I told you before, like I've been to to England 2 times before, so yeah.
Very good. And Thomas, anything for you that struck you as pretty odd?
Maybe beans, like
beans.
Yeah, like you have beans everywhere, like for breakfast, lunch, dinner. Yeah, they just strike me a lot, yeah.
It's a great British piece of culinary art, the baby.
Yeah.
Over to the boss again.
I know what I'll be getting Thomas for his birthday.
It's that catering pack of baked beans, isn't it?
I think the thing that struck me when I first got here was how friendly everyone is. And I think it's something that everybody tends to say whenever they get to somebody, oh, everybody's really nice. But actually, it was remarkably surprising just how friendly, and not just the pupils, the staff as well. But I constantly tell, other staff and parents, and Thomas, cover your ears, how lovely the boys in the boarding house are. They are really fantastic. And Thomas, along with the other year 12 boys, have been absolutely fantastic. A lot of them, it's their first time boarding, their first time away from home in this way. And they have done it so well. And they've coped with it really, really, really well. And I've been really impressed with them. And I think that's what surprised me the most.
This is thanks to your guidance, of course, sir.
Absolutely, of course, yeah.
Very good. Okay, well, I'm just looking at the time. We're running out rapidly. I'm just going to prepare you by saying, can you think of three words that would describe boarding at Farrington's? Let's start with Viva España, I think. Over to Lucia. So,
I think welcoming, caring, and entertainment.
Welcoming, caring, and entertaining. Very good. So Thomas is looking a bit aggrieved now because he's had those struck off his list. Thomas, over to you.
I would say, like, fun, because there's a lot of fun. Then probably sports, because we do a lot of sports, we move a lot. And then let's say food. I really like the food here. So if we're taking, like, especially like the boarding and not the school, if we're taking boarding, then yeah, let's say food.
So the food is good. That's a big tick in the box. Good man. Wow. Over to the boss.
Well, I do have welcoming crossed off, but I was going to say supportive. I think especially the boys in the boarding house that I've seen, they are really supportive of one another, and I particularly enjoy seeing the older boys, the lower sixth and upper sixth boys, talking with the year eight boys and the year nine boys and watching movies together and entertaining each other and challenging. I think it's not an easy transition coming over here for the first time and boarding. So it is challenging, but it's always nice to see the boys overcoming those challenges and coping and thriving in the environment.
That's very impressive. I love the way that the two students can give three words and the member of staff has about 58.
Yeah, sorry. Classic teacher.
Classic. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have to sort of draw things to a close, but what an absolute pleasure it has been. You've got two very impressive students in your room, Derry. So you've chosen them well. What nice people they are. And Thomas and Lucia, thank you very much for your views and ideas. Clearly, Farrington's is a place to board and to thrive in. And to you, sir, well done for looking after them so well, and may you live long and prosper. So thank you very much, and we'll sign off here. Okay, well done.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So that's it for this episode. A big thank you to Derry, to Thomas, and to Lucia for talking to us all about boarding life at Farrington School. Now, our next episode is coming out soon, but in the meantime, thank you for listening to this one. Don't forget to follow or subscribe so you can stay in touch, and we look forward to seeing you next time. Bye for now.